News time now, 8:29. Another check of triple team traffic on this Wednesday morning. And back to you, Heather Kelly.
It's still a little bit of a struggle for people to get up to freeway speeds on northbound I-15. Your slowest part of your drive right now is approaching Bangor Highway and heading on up through Draper. Once you get past it, you might hit a few more brake lights between 90th South and the South Interchange. And then we also have some pretty big delays on Foothill Boulevard. This is northbound. We've got some utility work going on, and everybody's being moved over to the median right around 2300 East, and that is causing some pretty big delays. Jared Auger?
Look at good speeds down here in Utah County on I-15. No delays from Provo all the way to the point. You're going to run into those Bluffdale delays at the summit. And then we're keeping an eye on the KSL sensor boards here. SR-73 heading eastbound from Fairfield, Cedar Fort, making your way past Eagle Mountain. We're picking up some slow speeds on the sensor boards, Holly.
I-15 southbound has a small bit of slow-and-go traffic from about the I-215's West Belt branch to Rose Park. Legacy Parkway is running along at posted speeds, and Highway 89 looks good. Ogden into Farmington. Stop by Durden's Appliance and Mattress for their GE Appliance event. Buy three GE Cafe Appliances. Get a stainless steel dishwasher free. Durden's, 5th South in Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Holly Bearclough in the KSL Traffic Center.